For the sixth year in a row, First Friends, an interfaith refugee action team Elizabeth, or IRATE, called for a Yearning to Be Free march on the Elizabeth Detention Center, where about 300 are held in a barely refurbished warehouse operated by the Corrections Corporation of America. Karen Long is a New Jersey nurse and a member of First Friends.
Tell us who these people are, how they get here, and give the conditions under which they are held.
The asylum seekers were people who came to this country seeking asylum at the airports, and when they asked for asylum, they would be immediately detained, stripped, put in prison-like uniforms, shackled, and brought to one of the detention centers. This one here, where First Friends operates out of, is the Elizabeth Detention Center. When they get to the detention center, they are put in like dormitory style, where they have just really a hard bed to sleep on. There's no privacy. There's no doors on bathrooms. There's no privacy in showers. They are kept indoors all the time. They don't get fresh air, which is a very large health concern. And many people that haven't seen the sun in a year, 2 years, 3 years, and some even 4 years have not even been outside. And these people have never committed a crime. They're just simply seeking a better way of life. Well, I've been visiting a man from an African country. He actually spoke out about the government in the country where he came from, and he overstayed his visa because his country still was not safe to go back to. Most of these people are denied lawyers, so whatever they do, they have to advocate on their own.
Charlie Mulligan is a coordinator with IRATE, a grassroots organization which supports the imprisoned asylum seekers and advocates for their human and legal rights.
Could you give us a background on your organization and its goals?
The Interfaith Refugee Action Team at Elizabeth was basically formed by people visiting those detained at the Elizabeth Detention Center. As we visited, we became so upset about the conditions, about the treatment, and about their prospects that we became irate, and hence we formed an advocacy organization because we felt visiting was not enough. There are lawyers, clergymen, college professors, people in many different walks of life that form IRATE. Basically, we're moving toward right now alternatives to incarceration. We tried the legal route, but the current administration post 9/11 has been absolutely closed to any kind of community-based waiting period. We believe people should be held for 3 months until credible fear is established. Then, during the whole time of their court process, they should live in the community. What we're trying to do now is talk the detention centers into granting parole for at least some, so we can do an experiment of community clusters of organizations receiving them in the community. So we're trying temporary asylum during the time of their hearings. People can help us in a few ways. We do phone cards for those in the detention center to keep them in communication with the outside world. We train visitors to keep us in there so that the place is not isolated and anything goes begins to rule in there. We also would appreciate help with advocacy. Anybody interested in more information can call us at 973-720-0939, Charlie or Jerry.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in Elizabeth, New Jersey.